Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Simpson on fourth and goal to pass to the end zone. It is Daniel Hill, the 244-pound running back with a touchdown reception.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Ty Simpson gonna be in Pittsburgh, at least for draft weekend. All 16 names of the prospects who will be attending the draft in person this year were released yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack, Infinite Costos on You Better You Bet. You can always join the conversation at 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. Does it make sense for Ty Simpson to even attend the draft, knowing that he may just sit around all night on Thursday, not actually getting drafted in the first round? Is there a chance that Ty Simpson is this year's Shedeur Sanders and sitting around and waiting and waiting and waiting some more for his name to finally be called? I don't think we get to that extent. I think Simpson will be the second quarterback off the board. But I don't know if there's ever been more in flux after the first overall pick than this year's draft. I mean, it feels like everything is up in the air once you get past Mendoza to Vegas. And Mendoza will not be there. Just for the record, 16 guys going to the draft in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. Five Ohio State Buckeyes: Caleb Downs, Caden McDonald, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles, Carnell Tate. And then Caden Proctor, Reuben Bain Jr., Francis Maligo, David Bailey, Mansour Delane, Keldrick Falk, Makai Lemon, Jeremiah Love, Jordan Tyson, Colton Hood, and Ty Simpson. All going to be at the draft in Pittsburgh, in the green room, as they call it, waiting for their names to be called. I don't know. Maybe Ty Simpson and his people know something that we don't. But I got a feeling it could be not a Shedeur Sanders-like situation. Maybe it's more like an Aaron Rodgers situation. Sitting around, looking at the phone, waiting, waiting, waiting. Maybe he goes late first round. Here's the thing. Regardless of where Simpson goes, he's not worth the first round pick. He's not. And I don't think Simpson is going to be terrible at the NFL level. But I think his absolute max ceiling is mid-level starting quarterback in the NFL. That's if everything goes well. That's if he doesn't end up with the Jets or the Cardinals. Sorry, but those aren't good landing spots. If he ends up, say, in L.A. behind Stafford, or maybe the Steelers, and he gets to sit behind Rodgers for a year, presuming Rodgers is back. I mean, there are good places he could end up. But even at the highest magnitude of potential fulfillment, Ty Simpson's career is mid-level starting quarterback in the NFL. I think it's much more likely he's a bottom-tier starter who ends up filtering into the world of backups after 3 or 4 years. It's not a bad living. Hold that clipboard over there, champ. Here's $5 million. Not a bad deal. But that's not what you spend a first-round draft pick on. But he must know something, or his people must know something about where he's expected to go. But let's just look at the board. He's not going one to Vegas, obviously. He's not going to. The Jets do lots of stupid things, but they wouldn't do that. He's not going 3 to Arizona. Tennessee, no. Giants, no. Browns, I mean, anything's possible, I guess, but no. Washington, no. New Orleans, no. Kansas City, no. Cincy, no. Miami, 11. Feels like they're going to properly tank this year and find out if Quinn Ewers is capable of being anything, or if Malik Willis is capable of being anything. So that's a no. Dallas is a no. Rams, like I said, would be a good landing spot for Ty Simpson, but not at 13. Baltimore, no. Tampa, no. Jets again at 16, maybe. Maybe that's the assurance or the thought in Ty Simpson's camp. Yeah, they're not going to take me second, but they'll take me at 16. Lions at 17, no. Vikings, 18, no. Carolina at 19, no. They're going to give it one more go with Bryce Young. Dallas at 20 again, no. Steelers at 21, I know that's the one that starts to come into a little bit of focus, but they've got bigger issues. I know there's no bigger issue than having a quarterback, and there's maybe in the midst of an ayahuasca trip somewhere in Costa Rica right now. I don't know. But wide receiver and offensive line are bigger issues for them as far as first-round talent goes. Not go to the Chargers, not go to the Eagles. Browns again at 24, no. Bears 25, Bills 26, Niners 27, Texans 28, no, 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 no. Chiefs again at 29, Dolphins at 30, just spent money on Willis, as I mentioned. New England 31, Seattle 32. So, it's got to come in the second round. That still feels too early. Ty Simpson inside the first 40 picks feels way too early. And this overdrafting of quarterbacks that we do every year, guys just going to be sitting back there, eating a Permane Brothers sandwich, drinking an IC Light, getting the whole Pittsburgh experience. He should be getting the call late Friday night. He's so much closer to the Nussmeier, Beck, Aller tier than anybody has acknowledged. So much closer to that tier than he is to the Mendoza tier. Real quick, I wanted to bring this up here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on Westwood One Sports. I was talking to a friend yesterday afternoon, and I see a column written by Jay Busby at Yahoo Sports today about Augusta National in danger of jumping the shark. People are mad because Jayden Kelce was a part of the coverage, and Kevin Hart's on the par three, and people are having fun on social media during the practice rounds. Look, I get it. It's Augusta, and a certain air of mystery is what gives it its aura. But can we stop pretending like it's the Sistine Chapel? It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's a bucket list for any sports fan. The opportunity to go to Augusta and be a patron, not a fan, a patron on the grounds and have one of those $1.50 sandwiches. absolutely a bucket list. But can we stop pretending that it needs to be treated with the level of adulation we show the papacy? Like, Pope's from Chicago now. I bet he'd dig a trip to Augusta. But this idea that people are complaining about the merchandise. There's literally a line in Jay Busby's column that says, well, I don't know if these hats are going to appeal to the high-end members of Augusta National. Good. Good. It's not a bad thing if Augusta tries to be, and the Masters tries to be, just a little bit more accessible to the average everyday person. You could still keep that aura of mystery. I mean, hell, like we said, your sandwiches are still $1.50 and your beers are still $5. Baseball. One of the greats, Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Up next, he joins us on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
These new cars are so advanced.
Thank you, Tim.
You can talk? Can you give me advice?
Well, you should have bought me with the Navy Federal Credit Union auto loan.
Really?
Correct. You could have received great rates and a pre-approval that's good for 90 days.
Do you have an off feature?
Do not be rude, Tim.
Learn more at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. ethos.com/game.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.